This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice in the Morning Show. That's a big one on TikTok. Actually, Justin Bieber's on there. I think maybe he created the dance, you know? You got to learn all these dances, people. That's the way the world works now.
I haven't seen one out of you yet, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I know them all, though. I do them
all
at my house
TikTok
all the time.
TikTok talk, and yet not one video out of Clarkie.
I keep TikToking. I'm not going to do any videos unless right. I get the guts to do that. I really want to do like a bikini thing with that.
Would you just do it? It'd be so fun.
Me and Nicole are doing it together. Nicole, let's do it. Oh my God, it'd be so funny. Anyway, look, it's time for the news. Why don't we just do that?
All right.
In the meantime.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I have at my house right now some blue sky and sunshine.
Me too.
We will see more of that mixed cloud sun thing, and we'll also, it's in the forecast for some rain over the weekend. I don't know if it's going to hit. I mean, let me just double check. Yeah, Sunday, 80% chance of rain. Monday, 65% chance of rain. And that's at my house, but let me see what the city is looking like. Yeah, Sunday's big chance. Sunday, Monday is our rain.
What does Saturday look like, okay?
Mix of clouds and sun and a 25% chance of rain. So, which I would guess means it's happening.
It just spit all day yesterday. All day long. Okay.
Tahoe's got rain in the forecast, so yeah, it's rain, everyone.
Yay! Look, we need every drop. Stop raining!
All right, I'm going to do some stuff this news break, and I wanted to do it in some kind of a comprehensive order, but it's really just not possible, so I'll just bounce around a little bit and tell you some of the stories that I'm looking at here. So one of them is... This story is out of New Zealand, but it's about how, and they've done a really good job, or at least they're telling us they've done a really good job getting rid. Why are you looking at me weird?
I'm just looking at you.
Oh, okay.
I think she's on steroids again. She's just
Are you back on steroids?
No.
All right.
I'm not on steroids. I am rashy.
We love the steroids, Sarah. You don't have to deny it.
Yeah,
Sarah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not on them. I'm just happy. Can I not? Oh my God.
Well, I'm sorry.
One wrong move and I'm on steroids.
I look at the camera on purpose because you guys want that. And then I look over and you're like, and I'm going, oh, did my audio drop out?
No, I'm looking at you. I'm just,
what just happened?
Let's go back to New Zealand, Vinny. Stop
okay.
it. Stop it. I'm fine.
So New Zealand has put it out there that they have pretty much no coronavirus problem. Like, they have squashed this thing, and that's great. Good news, and happy to hear it. One of the things that we're going to be struggling with, just like they are, is keeping track of who comes and goes and what they've got. And it's, I think they call that contact tracing.
Yes.
Is the term used. So this is a story about that. An employee at a New Zealand Subway restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Has reportedly been suspended after making sexually harassing comments and contact with a woman online after she had shared her personal information as part of the coronavirus contact tracing effort. So she goes into the restaurant. She fills out the paperwork they're asking her to fill out.
They were doing this at Subways?
I guess. They're probably doing it everywhere.
So you fill this out.
You fill that out so that they have a way to reach out to you. If that spot on that date had an outbreak, they can go right to the people who've come through the store and say...
So any person who goes into any business, this is how they're doing it. You sign your name and put your email address or what have you. You were a person who was there at this time. That's actually an interesting way to do it. I just really didn't know how they would figure out this tracing thing.
Well, so here's the problem. We're talking about a place with more sheep than people, right?
We are.
Or that's the rumor.
That so, it's turns out it's true.
I don't know how that works in the Bay Area, but I can tell you if they can't keep this information safe there, where they're only dealing with small parts of a population, how are we going to do it here?
So basically, this lady goes into a Subway. She signs this thing. Some employee who took a shine to her when she walked in,
said,
I'm just going to go ahead and take this lady's info and torture her.
She says, I felt pretty gross. He made me really uncomfortable. He's contacting me and I didn't ask him to do that. And I don't want that. I had put my details on their contact tracing form, which I didn't think anything of. They asked for my name and address and email and phone number, so I put all that down. But then this guy starts contacting me, and now it throws the whole thing into suspicion. And why wouldn't it?
That's a lot of information to ask for someone. Can you imagine if every store, if you walked into a Subway and they were like, yeah, we'll serve you. Here's the contact tracing sheet. Name, address, email, and phone number, please. That's a lot of info.
And I'd say in the past couple years come to realize, I think some of the Facebook fallout and some of the other things where I was sitting there going, what are they going to do? Who am I? Why would they? What?
Me too.
And it's because I can't even understand how detailed these algorithms work and how incredible they are at mining information over a period of time where once all these pieces get put together...
They
from
know
a third
you.
Or fourth or fifth party, they've got more than enough info
they have
to
your
take
whole
your life away
and
from you.
Everything you like and everything you don't like, it's crazy.
So I've gotten very careful about the things that I'm willing to fill out. And you see this story and you go, what would make someone want to be party to that?
Right.
So here's another. So there's that. In the end, it just comes down to what are they going to do to the guy, right?
He's been suspended,
so there's that. But now
so not
this
fired, suspended.
Right. Well, I'm going to guess that he's fired later, right? He's got to be.
You know, like you said, they can't hire a sheep to do it.
Right.
You know, there's only so many people who want the job at Subway in New Zealand. I can't even believe there's a Subway in New Zealand. Like, that actually sort of ruins my whole feeling about New Zealand.
Why?
I don't know. Because I just felt like that was like the one place left on Earth where, you know, every other restaurant wasn't a chain restaurant. But turns out even there, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think of New Zealand specifically. I guess I went to Nicaragua and I didn't eat at Subway. But I do think there are times when you see that restaurant, you know, and you know what you're going to get, where you're like, I will eat there.
Right.
I'll take that over... you know, the questionable...
Yeah, mom and pop.
Hot dog stand in the street or whatever.
I like that. That's fine.
You like what?
Hot dog stands.
Oh,
God. I'll go to a hot dog stand.
Anyway, another restaurant story for you. As the restaurants are looking to reopen, and here is another one for you. A restaurant is pleading with people to stop harassing us after there was a COVID-19 surcharge on a person's receipt.
Oh, how much was it for?
A couple bucks.
And this is something that they were tacking on there to help cover their own expenses?
I don't even need to read the story to say that I could see why a restaurant would say, look, we have to do, you know, 10 extra steps to make sure everything's safe for people.
Right.
And we want to make sure that you, on the other hand.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's...
I can see why people coming in would say... hey, I came in because I'm trying to keep you in business and you're gouging me for... So I see both sides. I don't know who wins. You tell me.
I think that they should be more open about that. Like, to see it on your receipt is a different thing from being told because of the sanitation things we're going to and because of the way we're wiping everything down. Like, it's almost like a handling charge. I think that they were transparent about that and said, we're charging a $5 or whatever it is, COVID-19 fee, and here's why, here's what you're paying for, people would be like, okay, I'm not going to buy from them, or okay, I'm totally fine with that. But to see it and not be told about it, that's, people hate that.
Yeah.
There are people who are receipt checkers. They're not worried about $5 in their life, but they see that and they're like, no one takes advantage of me.
Right. Well, some commenters, after seeing the posted receipt online, are accusing this restaurant of gouging them, of taking advantage of its customers. And the restaurant is saying, look, we have increased prices from suppliers and we have extra steps necessary to keep everyone in masks and to keep everybody's, you know, to keep everything COVID-19
right.
Cool. And that's the deal. That's what we're trying to do. And I guess you're right. It does come down to maybe saying up front, look, you're going to see a charge on your receipt, and it's going to be because we got to have masks on all the time or whatever.
Right. You know, the thing is, right now, I don't think anyone would be upset if people took their prices up 5%, say, or whatever amount they're going to take
right.
them up. Like, I think we all get that it's more expensive to do business right now. People are losing money. Like you said, suppliers, it's all... And I think that people, if overall your pizza was $1.50 more or whatever it is, that people would just go, oh, that's the price of the pizza. Work it into your food prices. I just, you know, that's it. There are people who are just like, I'm not paying a penny extra for whatever. There just are those people, you know?
Make right.
Sure
no,
your menu's
I get
updated
it.
Online. And
so that's another sort of. Learning, yeah. What do they call that? A teachable moment for that restaurant owner?
Teachable moment.
So here's another one, and this is a story locally about how they're trying to consider dealing with people wanting to get out and get to the restaurants they love and eat the food they love and not have to make themselves macaroni and cheese for the 100 millionth time. Oh, my God.
You can't even do that.
I know I'm not doing it. I just know there must be people doing that.
Oh, hell yeah. Ramen, come on, baby. Drop it in.
Berkeley is joining a growing list of Bay Area cities, including San Francisco and San Jose, looking to turn parking lots and streets and sidewalks into outdoor dining spaces for restaurants.
I love this idea.
This looks like the way to go, right?
I really like it. I mean, you mentioned this a couple days ago. I can't remember which places specifically, but any place where there's a restaurant row, and there are many downtowns have that.
Absolutely. Los Gatos would have a good luck with it. Campbell would do great with it.
Mill Valley would be great. There's
would
a
be
fun.
Great. Sure.
It'd
there's
awesome.
A lot of places that would actually thrive in this scenario, and they really would just have to work on how they're going to keep order outside, because I bet it would bring out bigger crowds than... That's the kind of thing that I think people love, really.
I mean... Especially, look, we're getting into summer now, so the weather's better. Nationwide, the weather's better. I mean, this could really, you know, they don't have to do it 24/7, but say, you know, 3-4 nights a week, this block is closed down, and as long as they've got you routed some other way, I think it's awesome. I love it.
So Berkeley's working on it. They plan to include public parks as potential dining areas, so they're even going a step farther than just closing down, city streets. I mean, they're going to have to figure out guidelines for physical distancing and how you prioritize outdoor seatings for restaurants and all that. But it seems like the first step is clearing it with the city about, can you close these streets down?
Right.
And I think people will be happy with that. Like, yeah, let's get back to partying.
I actually think that would be delightful. Like, when you really think about, like, you go to whatever your little town is, we all live in some town somewhere, and to have these designated places, like and the warmer nights that we're getting now, I would love that. I would do it tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's allowed yet in Marin, but I would maybe it start Monday or something?
I think they're working on it. Yeah, I don't have specifics for each city, and that is one of the issues we're dealing with in
general. It's different for everybody.
You're going to have to check your own city specifically because there's too many variables in place for this one broadcast to cover it in the time allowed. One last thing I wanted to mention, and I did mention this once earlier this week. I guess the Wisconsin State Supreme Court overturned the governor's ability to keep the shelter-in-place order or extend the shelter-in-place order there. So they shot that down, and it immediately...
With actual guns, by the way.
You know what? Wisconsin...
They're crazy there.
I thought Wisconsin was a very college town... liberal Democrat state. I really didn't think it was. It was.
Well, didn't Trump? Isn't that the big one that Trump won that Hillary didn't go to enough? Isn't that where they were at the state capitol with AKs pointing up in the air?
I don't know, but
there's been a lot of protests, so yeah, maybe I have the state wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's where some of that went down. Like they are like, no. You can't tell us.
Right. Well, the story I have in front of me here is about how after the Supreme Court overturned the governor's extension of the stay-at-home order, the bars opened up and they filled right up. The people wanted out and they wanted some drinks, and they did. And so there are pictures of these bars filled with no masks, no social distancing, and everybody's out for a party. So we'll see how that goes for them.
We will.
I'm interested. Frankly, I hope it goes great.
I hope it does, too. I think that, and if it does, I think that'll ease people's fears. I mean, there wasn't a huge outbreak in Wisconsin, so maybe they can safely do this. It's like, you know, super populated areas, and we know the specific hot spots, and you just don't want any more hot spots.
Our
That's
text
the whole point
number,
of this.
Right. I agree. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Love to hear from you guys. Hit us up. They warn you about guacamole or other upcharges when you order. Why can't they tell you about the COVID fee up front? I think they learned the hard way that they're going to have to do that. That's the point of the story is, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to be in business in this new way we're living. 2020 is maybe a better way to put it, because hopefully this is not the new normal. It's just 2020. Anyway, they're just learning the hard way. You know, social media is an equalizer. In some cases, it's worse than that. You're a restaurant owner and you get called out for your COVID fee, and then the next thing you know, you're being called some kind of monster for trying to, you know, profit off of the...
And no one's trying. Look, people are just trying to profit. People are maybe you're going to break even. Like,
right.
I do not begrudge anyone their COVID upcharge,
right?
But I would like to be advised that that's going to be attached, and I can, and you know, I would happily pay that. Many people wouldn't, so you got to give them that choice. You can't just tack it on there and not say anything.
510 says, can you please send a shout out to my daughter Savannah Rose as she graduated from Chico today?
Chico,
she's
Savannah.
To be an elementary school teacher from her proud parents and family and friends, thank you.
That's great.
Congratulations,
Savannah
Rose.
We need good people
to
be teachers. Congratulations.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Tiger King because it's Friday, and why wouldn't I?
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.